Matthew 17, 20 and 21. Matthew 17, 20 and 21. You got it? Then Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. You know, let me kind of back up, maybe. I hope I have time. I said 17, didn't I? Now, why did he say because of unbelief? Now, watch this. Verse 17 said, Jesus answered and said, O you what? Faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus did what? Jesus rebuked the devil, and what happened? He departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to him, to Jesus, apart and said, why couldn't we cast him out? Why can't we do that? See, you know why they asked that? Because see, in the 10th chapter, he gave them power to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. You go back and read that. We don't have time to turn there. That's why they asked. He had gave it to them. They were asking, now, Lord, why is this not working? Because we know you gave it to us. Are y'all seeing this now? So we're going to answer some questions for you today. You got some stuff. You've been saying some stuff. Why ain't it working? And Jesus said, told him. He told them because he gave it to him, but why wasn't it working? Jesus said unto him, because of your what? Because of your unbelief, you said, and then you question what you said. Because look what he said the very next thing, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain. But you question what God. God tell you to bring your tithe and you question him. To the point that you don't do it. And you wonder why you can't believe nothing. Because you ain't believing the word. Faith is, you can only find faith in the word of God. Nowhere else can be found. You can't find it in reasoning. You can't find it in another person. It's in the word of God. And he said, remove hence and be and to yonder place, and it shall be removed. Listen to the next statement. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Ooh. I think I need to read that again. So remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. He didn't say it might remove. It shall remove. And what? Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind of faith goes out, but nothing but by prayer. And how many times I've asked you in the congregation, would you come on the prayer line and pray? That's one way you can build your faith, praying together. Marvelous way of coming, but some of us are taking up, rest of us, I don't know what we're doing. You don't want to pray with your brother and sister? That's so strange. Here's a marvelous way God has provided. You don't even have to leave your house. Unless you're like me, you have to find a spot in your house. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But a marvelous way. But he's telling you how you get rid of unbelief. Now don't y'all shout me down because I'm preaching to you. He said, now let's move on. He said, this kind come forth nothing but by what? Prayer and fasting. You ought to do some fasting sometime. Y'all do some fasting. What is that, waiting on the Lord, turning down a few meals? You know, you don't have to go on a 40-day fast. You know, people always want to take something out of its setting and do something. Or it's something they can't do. Know they don't want to do it. God ain't going to call you on no 40-day fast when you won't even do a one-day fast. You got to conquer the one day before he even talk to you about 2 days. You can't fast one meal and then you're going to jump from one fasting one meal to a 40-day fast? You ain't ready for that. All right, let's move on. Got some more. Listen to this. Matthew 21, 21 and 22. Because we're coming back to that question that we asked. He said, if you want, let's see. Matthew 21, 21 and 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, what? Matthew 21, how come that ain't right? That must be 19. I need Matthew 21. I need Matthew 21. I'm going to mix them up now. I just gave you the scripture. I'm not going to call them in the order I gave them. Matthew 21, Jesus did what? We don't have but one side. We don't have the other side for the... Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you do what? Have faith and do what? Ye shall not only do this which is done to who? The fig tree. But also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. What happened? It shall be done. All things. How many things? Let's say that together. And all things. That means he didn't leave anything out. So stop letting people put in you something God didn't say. If it's a thing, God said, I can handle it. And I'm going to show you how you can handle it in just a minute. If it's a thing, God said, I can handle it. I'm the creator and the maker of all things. Nothing exists in the realm of existence that I don't know I made it all. It all may not be in obedience to me, but I created it. And believe me, I'll take care of it. Hallelujah. So don't let somebody push off on you and think God can't handle this. Don't you let nobody fool you. Just because they got some nuclear weapon and they got some atomic bomb and they got some destructive masses weapon and God is on it and God is shaking in his boots, you better come again. God can wipe out an atomic weapon, not even let it even diffuse any kind of way. He can annihilate it like it never been. You better hear me. What they think is so powerful, they have not had a contact with God.